Anything left in the tank?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. General Motors let us know this morning that its bondholders did indeed reject that offer to exchange much of their debt for some GM stock. Not enough. We're joined by bankruptcy attorney Doug Bernstein with Plunkett Cooney in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Doug, does this now mean a GM bankruptcy?
Oh, I think so, for a couple of reasons. I mean, really, Bill, if you think back, these terms were dictated by the government to General Motors as far back as December when the bailout package was proposed. So while the government said, okay, GM, you have to convert two-thirds of your debt to equity, there's no way they can control the bondholders saying yes. So really, unless the government decides to change the terms, it really does mean bankruptcy.
Bondholders also presumably think they can get a better deal in bankruptcy. Is that true?
That's a tougher fight for them. I think the argument is going to be that they should be at least treated similarly to the UAW, but it really, in a traditional bankruptcy, GM would not have the ability to elevate the priority of any particular class of creditor above that to which the bankruptcy code provides for. So it remains to be seen.
Yes, these automakers are not in normal bankruptcies.
Oh, no.
Doug Bernstein is a bankruptcy attorney with Plunkett Cooney in Michigan. Thank you, Doug.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Meanwhile, Chrysler's in court today asking a bankruptcy judge for permission to sell its assets to Fiat. Chrysler says it's either that or liquidation. When home prices have dropped like they have, you're going to get buyers. The National Association of Realtors said this morning sales of existing homes rose a little from March to April, up 2.9%, slightly better than predictions. Median sales price plunged compared to last April from $201,000 down to $172,000. And the Mortgage Bankers Association said this morning rates are the highest in more than 2 months. That's got the stream of refinances down to a trickle. On Wall Street, General Motors stock is down 11%. The S&P 500, though, is flat. The NASDAQ is up 0.7%. The Dow is down 30 points, or 0.33%, at 8,442. European stocks are flat. Asian markets were sharply higher today. Okay, what would you do in this situation? You operate a luxury hotel. Business is way off. Do you drop your rates, or does that just make you look cheap? Today, that argument pits the owners of the Four Seasons Resort Aviara, that should be Aviara, against its managers in a federal court near San Diego. Reporter Joel Rose tells the story.
The group of investors that owns the Aviara Resort accused the Four Seasons of mismanagement and tried to bring in a different operator to run the place. The Four Seasons responded by hiring more security and locking the owners out. Extreme? Yes, but not unheard of.
This dispute is a classic argument.
Gary Vallon teaches hospitality at Northern Arizona University. He says luxury hotel chains like the Four Seasons hate to reduce their room rates for fear of damaging the brand, even if that means more empty rooms in the short run.
You've got on the other side of the coin an owner of a property who is looking at his own personal needs, which is debt repayment, and he needs revenue every day.
Fallon says rising vacancy rates just add more pressure to the situation. Still, he says owners and operators usually try to settle their disputes in private because a prolonged court fight makes everyone look bad. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. American Public Media presents The Next American Dream. What will it look like? Find out more at nextamericandream.org.
Zales, the diamond retailer, reported a big quarterly loss this morning, $23 million, as customers cut back on the luxuries. Some makers of luxury goods are cutting back, too, quite literally, as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
If you're looking for the latest in luxury, you could ask your butler, or you could always turn on the Colbert Report.
Times may be hard, but they've led to some exciting new products, like the popular new Smoke for the Elite Nubs, which are shorter, cheaper versions of luxury cigars.
At 4 inches, nubs are kind of like half cigars. At $6.50 a piece, they cost about half as much as a typical cigar. Sam Lacia created the small smokes. He says they've caught on.
I mean, it did close to $8 million in its first year, and those are really big numbers for a brand right out of the gate.
Nubs are among several luxury products going small to make it big. The affluent aren't spending like they used to, so high-end restaurants are expanding their appetizer menus. Tony Hotels are promoting shorter stays. Even perfume is going petite.
Welcome to the world of Harajuku Lovers Fragrance.
Pop star Gwen Stefani launched the Harajuku Lovers fragrance line in the fall. The bottle designs are inspired by the Harajuku Fashion District of Tokyo. Karen Grant is a health and beauty care analyst with NPD Group.
These were about a third of an ounce and extremely successful. It was one of the best-selling launches that we had for 2008.
So successful that a few companies, including the one behind Stefani's line, are planning to launch other small bottles next year. Milton Pedraza is the CEO of the Luxury Institute.
I think it's just adapting to what the consumer needs. It's still a premium product. It's still efficacious. It's still beloved. It is still a very high price, but it is more affordable on a by-the-slice basis.
Pedraza says luxury consumers are loyal to their brands. And if more companies took a cue from cigars and cologne, they too may find that less is more in a shrinking economy. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
I'm Bill Radke in Los Angeles. The S&P 500 is essentially flat now, while the Dow is down 25 points at 8,447. Thank you for tuning in. Have a happy Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.